to hold back his tears. His family had been broken again, and nobody could fix it this time. The only one who was able to do it was Hassan, who himself was now too broken to mend anything. After a while, Kara, Pete, Kyle, John, and Tristan came to see Hassan. They came into Hassan's room and began talking, trying to cheer him up and distract him from the trauma. Hassan listened to them talk, grinding his teeth. He moved his hands and body in a way that made him scream in pain. Then he shouted, "Shut up. You are all so loud." And broke into tears. Everyone was looking at Hassan with tears in their eyes. Ethan moved close to Hassan and said, "What have they done to you?" He put his hands on Hassan's shoulder, but Hassan tried to avoid Ethan's touch. Everyone was shocked to see Hassan's behavior. Andrew ran out of the room, crying, and John followed him. "Are you all right?" John asked Andrew. "I am not all right. He is not all right. We all are such a mess. I can't see him like this. I can't. I can't breathe," Andrew said while crying. "I believe everything will be back to the way it was before this." "I don't think so." Brian said that Hassan has been tortured in horrible ways every day. "Brian. I am afraid he is gone." The nurse entered the room. "Please keep in your mind only two people are allowed," the nurse said. "Any updates?" Andrew asked the nurse about Hassan's condition. "We have to take him to radiology to check his injuries. It seems his right shoulder is seriously injured. He might have to undergo a surgery. Also, we need to check his viral loads," the nurse replied. "Can you give him anything to sedate him?" "Let me ask the doctor." Andrew walked to Hassan's bed. "You will be okay," he said. "I want to close my eyes and just be gone," Hassan cried. "No, you don't. Look at him, look at Nicholas. Do you think that if you were gone, we would be okay? Nicholas will kill himself, and I cannot live without you," Andrew replied to Hassan. "Don't you see, I am defeated and damaged, I feel like a shadow. You all need to let me go," Hassan could not get himself together as he was scared of the torture. Klaus got up and walked towards Hassan's bed, crying. "You have no right to push us. You have no right to give up. And if you do, you will not only destroy us but kill me as well. I don't want to live in this world without you. You need to fight, and we will all fight with you," Klaus said. "I have lost my fight," Hassan was discouraged. "Then stand up and fight again," Klaus motivated Hassan. "Fight for us," Andrew followed Klaus' lead. Because of the tears in his eyes, Hassan could not see well. Hassan moved his eyes and watched Brian hold his hands. He looked back. Brian smiled, "They are right. You need to fight," he said. Hassan took a long sigh and asked, "Is Brian dead?" "He sacrificed himself to save you," Andrew told Hassan. "Wherever I go, death follows me," said Hassan. "That is not true," Klaus disagreed with Hassan. "Don't be damned. Nicholas is here. Let him hold you between his arms to feel that you are alive," Brian talked to Hassan. Klaus held Hassan and kissed him on the forehead. "I love you," he said. Hassan felt a strange feeling that something in him allowed fear to control him. Hassan looked at the bed around his feet, and he saw himself sitting on the edge of the bed with an evil look. "Do you remember me? I am your fear. You never accepted me as part of you, you abandoned me. Now, you pay the price by being miserable and lonely. I will make sure to destroy everything you touch or love. You can't run, you can't hide or even fight.